Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demaya Bish, and I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson,
Coach Ryle.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. So how's y'all week going so far?
Good. We won our first, well, not really the first basketball game, but we won our game last night.
Mine's decent. Not really going on. Just wish it would kind of get cold again. I don't like the back and forth. What's going on with the weather?
My week going good so far. I cheered at my first basketball game, and that was a good girls' basketball game, too. Now it's time.
Oh. If you're a wrestler, what would your interest theme song be? I don't know.
I don't know. I can't really think of what it called, but I used to watch wrestling with my granddaddy, so one of them songs off the show.
I have no clue. I've never really watched wrestling.
Not even WWE?
Nah. I'm not.
Yeah, I used to watch
WWE. I was little, it was like you got to watch TV for a little while and you had to go work. So I don't really know what it would be, but give me like something crazy. I feel like.
Now it's time for the Red Fox Weekend Review.
The rivalry in Darlington County was in full force on Tuesday, November 29th, as Hartsville traveled to Darlington. The Lady Foxes were able to come out on top, 55-53. Hartsville took control in an early lead by 7 at the end of the half and extended the lead to 17 by the end of the third quarter. Darlington would put on some pressure, causing turnovers and mistakes by the Foxes in the fourth quarter. The Falcons tied the game with a couple of minutes left, but the Foxes didn't panic. Hartsville, led by Jazzy Frierson's 25 points, held on as Jazzy made two free throws to put Hartsville up by 2 with 8 seconds left. A blocked three-point attempt by Tatiana Fisher sealed the win for the Lady Foxes. The Lady Foxes were led by Jazzy Frierson, 25 points. Tatiana Fisher with 10 points. Ariana Scott, 12 points. Brooke Mitchell, 4 points. Nyla Seegers, 2 points. And Asia Stafford, 2 points. HSN player is Jazzy Frierson. The Lady Foxes will be in action this Saturday at home against a visiting Darlington Falcons. The tip-off time is 5 p.m. Good luck, Lady Foxes.
On Tuesday, November 29th, the boys' basketball team traveled to Darlington and pulled out the win, 42-35, in defensive chess match. The Foxes got out and took a 24-16 lead into the halftime quarter. In the second half, the Foxes made a few runs and at one point had a 13-point lead, but the Falcons would not go away. They kept fighting and pulled the lead within 5. A few free throws down the stretch allowed the Red Foxes to escape with the victory. The Foxes were led by Jamal Brown with 13 points, Cam Fulman with 9 points, DeAndre Huggins and Shaquan Pendergrass with 7 points, and Xavier Robinson with 6 points. The HSN player of the game is Cameron Fulman, had 9 points, 11 rebounds, 2 steals, 9 blocks, and 1 assist. The Red Foxes will be back in action Wednesday, November 30th, as they travel to Columbia, South Carolina, to take on the Red View Blazers. Good luck, Foxes.
And that's our Red Fox Weekend Review. Now it's time for our Guest of the Week, brought to you by Scrubby's Car Wash. Have you been to Scrubby's Car Wash yet? You have to get out there and get your car washed. This is a state of art, 3-minute express wash that cleans and sanitizes the exterior of your car. So come to Scrubby's at 111 S 4th Street today and get your car some scrub love. Today we have Coach Michael Lynch.
Who's supposed to be talking? Who's supposed to be saying it?
Oh. Head coach of the wrestling team. Welcome to the show, Coach.
Hey, yeah. Guys, how are y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Now, before we started, if you were a professional wrestler, what would your interest theme song be?
Mine, probably Ric Flair's theme song, 2001.
Same one that we use for the Red Foxes.
Before we get started, we have a few icebreaker questions for you.
If you were famous, what would you be famous for?
Probably for helping people. I'm a nurse, too, so probably helping people.
Who's your favorite sports team?
College team.
Either or.
The Gamecocks, and then pro Carolina Panthers.
Me, too.
What is your favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie of all time? Probably Die Hard.
If you could listen to one song for the rest of your life, what song would that be?
So many great songs, but mostly probably 80s rock.
Favorite go-to snack?
Snack? I like chocolate.
Okay, Coach, where were you born and raised?
Hartsville, South Carolina.
What sports did you play in high school?
I ran cross-country a little bit, but I wrestled all 4 years. I ran cross-country 1 year and wrestled all 4 years in high school.
What made you want to wrestle?
I heard it on an announcement one day. I didn't even know we had a wrestling program then. I was here at Hartsville High School. I went to practice first day in jeans. So.
What college did you attend, and did you play a sport in college?
I did. I attended Gardner-Webb University, and I wrestled at Gardner-Webb.
How was that, like the transition from the high school to the
A lot college. Different. We practiced twice a day. We had morning runs, morning workouts, and we practiced 2 or 3 hours a night. And our schedule wasn't as – we have a harder schedule now, I think. In high school, we wrestled more matches than I did in college. So.
How did you manage your time being a student athlete and being in college?
We have study classes. You just know you got to get your work done. I was an athlete. I didn't work, so I concentrated on studying and wrestling. And I knew I had to work. I would work later on. I had plenty of time in life to work. So.
And how do you manage your time between family and work?
Family, work, and wrestling. Wrestling is almost a full time job, but I have a full time job now. Well, we go places. I have 5 kids, so and they're all involved in sports. My daughter coaches now, and she cheered here, and all three of my sons wrestle too. So,
what made you want to get into coaching?
I just love the sports. I've coached softball. I've coached baseball. I'm working with student athletes. It's just the passion. I've always wanted to be a coach.
How many years have you been coaching?
Here, 12 years here. I've been head coach wrestling for 12 years.
What is the best part about coaching?
Seeing the athletes succeed, and especially when they get out of college, get out of high school, seeing them succeed in life. So they come back, and we have engineers, we have doctors that wrestled for me, lawyers that wrestled for me. It's great seeing those guys.
What would you say the worst thing about coaching?
It's not – I can't imagine – I don't think of one thing really bad about coaching. It's great. Either you're winning or you're learning. So, I'm not one thing bad about coaching. I make my own schedule out, so I know exactly where we're going to be at. I know our athletes, I guess the worst part is when you lose a kid that you know could do great, and there you know that there could be a great student athlete, and they end up failing out of school. That's probably the worst part, not being able to save every kid. So.
What's one piece of advice you would give your 18-year-old self if you could?
Just enjoy life. Enjoy life. Live one day at a time.
When you're not coaching, what do you like to do?
Go on vacation. Like we just, during the holidays, the Thanksgiving holidays, we went to Cancun for 4 days. So we like traveling and going places when we have a little bit of downtime.
We see that you have a girls wrestling team now. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it's great. This is the first year that South Carolina High School has sanctioned girls wrestling, so we would actually have this year have our first South Carolina High School state champion. We have 11 girls wrestling now, And actually, three of the girls have wrestled before for me, but they wrestled on the boys' team last year. And one of them won, Zara Brazilla won the Coaches Association Girls State last year, so hopefully we can get our high school state championship this year. So it'd be great.
What returners to the team do you think will have the biggest impact on the team?
Well, we have last year we had our first state champion, Jackson Chavis, freshman state champion, and he's returning. So he'll be our starting 220 this year. And we have three qualifiers that should make a big impact. Danchez, McNeil, Zachary Lynch, and Jude Yates. They all went to state last year. And then we have a couple more seniors we're hoping would just pick up the pace and help carry this team. Right now we're ranked fifth in the state, so.
What newcomers are going to make an impact?
Newcomers, we have 17 freshmen this year. So we're hoping that a couple of kids from the wrestle for us in the past, the wrestle for us on our middle school team, Will Cook, Jacob Gilbert, they're all ninth graders, hoping they make an impact. They're actually on the starting lineup this Thursday night when we wrestle.
Which team will be our toughest competition this year?
Team's toughest in our lower state, Lugoff Elgin and May River. They're ranked ahead of us in lower state, so they'll be our two toughest to get a lower state to return as lower state champions.
What has been the message to the team coming into this season?
Work hard and go after those rings this year. We got a good chance. I mean, this is our first year we've ever been ranked as fifth in the state. I mean, this is the highest we've ranked all year. So, I mean, hopefully we could succeed with this and all the kids that just pull together. We could win a region championship and go on and get a good seed in the playoffs this year.
What would you like the Red Fox community to know about this season?
This season we have a lot of home matches this year. We host a tournament the 9th and 10th. The Red Fox Rumble. Hopefully the community could come out and support them. We have, if you look at our the Hartsville High website, we have five home events this year, and hopefully they could just get involved with us and come watch these kids perform.
Do you have any shout-outs?
Shout-outs just to all these great coaches that we have here at Hartsville High School. They've been wonderful. We're a family. Most of our coaches stay here for a long time. You can see, I've been here 12 years, and we're a tight-knit family, and our coaches are what keeps Hartsville High School athletics great.
Thank you for your time, Coach.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Please come back and visit us.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Kirk, do you have any shout-outs?
Shout out to everybody here.
Jess.
Shout out to the basketball team and podcast group.
I would like to shout out the podcast. Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop, and I'm here with
Coach Rao,
Jazzy Ferguson.
We're out. Boom. We'll be right back.